today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. Salaamu Alaikum, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the most powerful supplication, Salawat. Be with us. This is today's special. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil 'abdi idha tanama arda maulahu bima iltazama tuba lin nafsi bi taqwaha. Today, Monday, is the 12th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose chapter 33, verse 56 of the Holy Quran, and then we come again, we speak about its point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
Indeed, Allah confers blessing upon the Prophet, and his angels ask him to do so. O you who have believed, ask Allah to confer blessing upon him, and ask Allah to grant him peace.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the whole six narration books of the Sunnites, there are some narrations indicating that once the Prophet was asked, how should we spend blessings? He answered, say, O Allah, bless Muhammad and his descendants. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. It is important to recite salawat beside the name of the Prophet. The Messenger of Allah said, whoever sends blessing on me in his book and his writings, he will be rewarded as long as that salawat exists in that writing. Yes, this is today's special and the most powerful supplication, Salawat. There are numerous supplications within the traditions on the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, that help us to build a relationship with our Creator. We are advised to recite many such supplications during specific days or time of the year. But our traditions demonstrate that we should recite at least one supplication offered in just about every circumstance. This supplication is one where we ask Allah to send His blessings upon our beloved Prophet and his family, otherwise known as the Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Among the most unique aspects of the Salawat is that Allah Himself commands us in the Holy Quran to pray and send blessings upon Allah's Messenger when He states, indeed, Allah and His angels bless the Prophet. O you who have faith, invoke blessings on him and invoke peace upon him in a worthy manner. There are many benefits and blessings that come with seeking his bounty upon the Ahlul Bayt. Peace be upon them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ramadan is the month of service and the month of forgiveness and mercy. In this holy month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited His servants to a feast. And in this month, the least actions of humans are given the best attention and reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the highest blessings for the smallest acts of worship. One of the most recommended actions in the holy month of Ramadan is to send blessings and salawat on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his purified progeny. The prophets and the imams are mediators of God's grace, so sending blessings and peace on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of the Holy Prophet on behalf of the believers is actually asking for mercy on themselves. Sha'baniyah sermon is one of the most beautiful and one of the invaluable and moral religious charters that Holy Prophet delivered to the companions in the greatness of the holy month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet says, "Man akthar fihi min as-salat alayya thaqqala Allahu mizanahu yawma takhaffafu al-mawazin." That is, whoever sends many blessings and salawat on me in this month, Allah will increase the weight of his deeds on the day when the weights of the deeds becomes light. We know that definitely in the day of judgment, the actions, the importance or the value of actions are not going to be weighed with material ways, with material measures, rather than with the, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْوَزْنِ يَوْمَ أَذِنِ الْحَقِّ. Our actions are going to be measured with haqq, that is, those actions that are based on truth and truthfulness are heavier than the actions which lack truth and truthfulness, and they are light. And one important point is that we have to know and we have to be aware of that as much as we recite and perform and recite salawat on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the benefit actually gets back to us because it brings a sort of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of our perfection and kamal. So we should not consider, we should not think that the Holy Prophet is in need of the salawat that we are reciting. Rather, we ourselves are in need of salawat. Well, there is one more important point that I want to refer to and finalize my discussion. That's reciting salawat is a way of fulfilling our needs and fulfilling our request. In different hadith, we read that in case you have any need or if you need anything, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a salawat on the Holy Prophet. That is, start with a salawat and end your request with a salawat. And put your request and need between these two salawat. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned. Wassalamu alaikum.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Salawat on this episode of today's special. There are many merits to the recitation of this salawat. However, it is vital that we recite it properly as prescribed to us by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny himself. The Holy Prophet was asked, "How do we spend blessings on you?" He responded, "Say, O Allah, send your blessings on Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad." In another narration, the Holy Prophet said, do not send an incomplete salawat on me. His companion replied, what is an incomplete salawat? The Holy Prophet replied, when you say, O Allah, send your blessings upon Muhammad, and stop after that. You should say, O Allah, send your blessings on Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Thus we see the importance of making sure to recite salawat in the appropriate fashion, including both the Prophet and his family. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله. Now let's look at the blessings of reciting salawat. Sending blessings on the Holy Prophet and his family is a simple yet powerful supplication that has many blessings. Among them is that it helps destroy our sins. Imam al-Ridha, Shia's 8th Imam, states, whoever is seeking to have his sins forgiven should send blessings on Prophet Muhammad and his family as it destroys sins completely. The remembrance of the Prophet and his immaculate family is a means to remove ourselves from the darkness of vice and error and to place ourselves into the light of virtue and good deeds. This, of course, requires full sincerity in the supplication and striving to be a righteous person. Furthermore, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, states, "Send blessings on me frequently, as it is the light which will light up your grave." Abundant recitation of the salawat is a means for us to attain blessings in the world beyond this one. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, in one narration says, pray the way you saw me praying. We pray the way in which the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to pray. Now, with various schools of thought, there are some minor differences, such as crossing your hands or putting your hand down. We believe that the Prophet used to, for example, pray with his hands down. Then later, the second caliph, he advised people to pray like that because he considered this as a sign of humbleness or humility. But we believe that prayer is decided by God and the Prophet. They show us how to pray. Even if I have a good idea that I would like to add to prayer, I don't have such a right. God is the one who shows me how to pray to him. The obligatory prayer. Yes. When you're in your room and you're talking to God and you're praying in the general sense of the word, pray however you want. But the formal prayer is decided by God. So we believe that we pray just like the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to. Now, did the Prophet, peace be upon him, say that? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Yes, he did. He was required by God to say that. And in fact, one's prayer is not valid if you don't say that. Even other schools of thought, they accept this. Ash-Shafi'i, very well known, one of the leader of the four schools of thought, he says, O family of the Prophet, meaning the Prophet himself and his family, saying salawat, what does salawat mean? O Allah, send your peace and blessings on them. This is called salawat. Saying salawat on you is an obligation which God has decreed upon us. The one who does not say salawat, his prayer is not valid. Who's saying this? Ash-Shafi'i, the leader of the Shafi'i school of thought. So yes, the Prophet was instructed to say this because the Prophet, peace be upon him, is our example. And he is the ultimate one who sacrificed in history. And he says, no prophet was harassed and harmed as much as I have. So he really sacrificed. And God required him to say this phrase, oh God, send your peace and blessings on Muhammad and his family. Let me ask you this question. Can you ask God, oh Allah, send your peace and blessings on me and my family? When you're sitting in your room and talking to God, can you ask that? So what's the concern of the Prophet would say that in his salah? He's saying, oh Allah, bless me and my family. And he's the best creation of God. And that's a dua that he's, oh Allah, bless me. We all ask Allah to bless us. So there's nothing wrong with that for him to say it, even though he's mentioning himself. Because God made that a requirement in salah for everyone, for him and for everyone.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And till another episode, inshallah, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي